I'm thinking about joining a forum for a bunch of World War II alternate history books.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Good idea. Good idea. Solid idea.
Are you serious?
Yeah, kind of.
Only if your username is Aherds.
No, it probably would be Smith3268.
Ugh, ruined.
So a forum for people in old history books.
No. Alternate history books.
What does that mean? Like
alternate history?
You just is a bunch of people talking about what they wish would have happened. Like, oh, what if?
It's a website started by the author who has written now two, with a third one to be released very soon. Alternate history books.
I'm trying to see if I can find alternate history rap songs.
That's fiction forum.
That Skylar Diggins song at the end of the last NBA show.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah, that was good.
Genius.
All right, there is no alternate history rap songs, which is very disappointing.
That's playing in my car, and my girlfriend hated it, so I just cranked the volume. I don't know how she could hate that. It was hilarious.
Did she know that it was a joke? Like, or did she was?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She just wasn't in the mood, you know.
She wasn't in the mood to hear about Skylar.
She wasn't in the mood. I was.
I was too. As I was cleaning the hard floors today, that tickled me to no end.
All right, I'm just going to play the Rogue Gamer theme song.
Sounds fantastic.
All right, here we go.
Should I announce it?
Oh, go ahead. It's too loud anyway.
It was way too loud. I'm not even doing episode numbers anymore. F this. This is an episode of the PlayStationShow.com podcast. It starts sometime right around now. So you're going to go with the class. A lot of you may be wondering, why am I listening to this crap?
Buy an Xbox, get Kinect, and get their new fitness deal. And then you can have a buff wife, porn star wife, some would say.
The guns sound like beeps. Like loud and ready to kill people.
How does a racist guy on Xbox, how does that affect you?
We're unpredictable. We're without guidance, force, true theme. We're rogue.
This isn't the Bro Gamer?
No.
I gotta go.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello and welcome to another episode of the PlayStationShow.com podcast. We used to be the Rogue Gamer, are not anymore. I am B-Smith3258, joined by my good friends and faraway confidants, Canada. Canada, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm pretty good.
Real enthusiasm there. Real enthusiasm there. And of course, we as always have, he's the only reason why I'm doing this show, Emilio Zapata. How are you doing?
Oh, what's going on? Do I sound deeper? Does my voice sound deeper?
Are you doing a Shaq imitation?
No, I'm not doing a Shaq. I'm just doing my deep voice. How do I sound?
Not
you mean your Montel Williams?
Yeah.
Hey, since when did Montel Williams turn into a total shill? Anytime I see that guy around, he's just endorsing the most random of terrible health products and snake oil. What happened there?
I don't know.
I'm not up on my Montel Williams.
Enemy Mines.
Trivia.
You know, maybe should have stopped there? No, man. Hold it. That was Lou Gossett Jr.
Oh, wow. Beast with really?
I'm another bald black guy. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Happens to the best of them.
Happens to you.
So, happens to me a lot. Yeah, I apologize to all of our African American listeners. That's on me. That's on me. And frankly, I apologize to Louis Costa Jr. Iron Eagle, solid film. So, Officer and a Gentleman. No, was that the Richard Gere vehicle?
Wow, really? You're just making it worse.
He was the Marine drill sergeant and Officer and Gentleman, right?
I'm not saying anything.
Other Louis Costa Jr. movies, Iron Eagle 2 notwithstanding.
Let me see. Hold on. I got him here. How about
Mines. That was a good one. Dennis Quaid.
How about The River Niger? Whoa, be careful there.
Oh, yeah. After my start, I really got to be careful.
Be careful there.
Yeah. All right. So I digress. How you guys doing? What's going on?
I'm doing pretty good. Been playing some games.
Hey, great. We'll talk about that, I promise. Zavada?
What?
Any general reactions? What happened bad in Zapata land? What happened to the Lions, Zapata?
What do you mean, what happened to the Lions?
I guess I listened to your NFL podcast, and I didn't realize just how terrible they were until I looked at their record about week 12. And they're 4-8?
Yeah.
Why is Zapata talking positively about them?
Next year is the year, and I've been saying this for a long time now.
So maybe you should stop then.
No, next year is their Super Bowl run. It all comes down to this. Next year is the year that they're going to take a shot, try to win it all, and prove to the state of Michigan that we deserve a championship.
But you really don't.
Watch out.
What about all those Pistons?
I'm officially putting the NFL on notice. On behalf of the Detroit Lions.
The Lions.
Great.
The Lions only have two players, though, right?
They got Megatron.
Stafford and,
yep.
Yeah, Megatron.
What about Ndamukong Suh? Don't they have two pretty good defensive
Yeah,
tackles?
Nick Fairley? Come on.
Yeah. He's fairly good.
Yeah.
It's a fairly contrived reference.
Yeah.
Okay,
very.
Detroit. Good luck,
Detroit. Right. Yeah, good luck, Detroit, next year. All right, so, Zapata, well, no, hold it. Canada came in with great enthusiasm. Canada, what have you been playing?
Oh, Mega Man. Mega Man.
Really?
Mega Man
wow.
9 and Mega Man. Yeah,
wow.
Mega Man 10. I know. Hey, you guys like fun, right?
No.
No.
You guys like, yeah.
Well, I don't. Okay, so I did try to play both of these games. I gave these games an honest shot. I downloaded, installed, and booted. And about, I don't know, I probably gave Mega Man 9 about 3 minutes until I deleted it, and Mega Man 10 maybe 6 minutes, because it's noticeably easier. Mega Man 10 is noticeably easier. So that's why I took about 10 minutes until I deleted it.
Why do you like
to do more M-busting than that? Because Mega Man is just, it's good game design. It's old school. You know, obviously, if everyone who's listening right now, if you haven't played Mega Man, I can't help you with that. It's a great game. It's challenging. It's a hard game. Mega Man 9 is hard. Mega Man 10 is still pretty tough. Brent, you wouldn't be able to do it.
I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't want to do it.
How does anyone have time for that level of frustration? Because when I do the value proposition of like how much time I'm going to lose and how much frustration versus the accomplishment of mastering a level, it's not even close. That's why I deleted it.
Zapata, aren't you throwing away most of your terrible value proposition, good money after bad, wasted effort type of deal on podcasting? Isn't that where really a lot of that's going for you?
That's true. I don't get nearly the satisfaction.
That's a really good example.
I don't give nearly the satisfaction as the effort I put in. You're right.
So you're judging the game on how much satisfaction you get, like per level or whatever. You do play games to want to beat them, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, I do. Well, single player for sure.
Well, Mega Man has a really good formula. Beat 8 of these guys, go to a boss area that's more challenging, and get through a couple mini bosses. Beat all 8 again, and then take on Dr. Wily.
But hold
old
on.
Old school game formula.
You forgot all about all the frustration, dying at the same place time and time and time again, rage quitting, throwing your controller.
Doing an NBA show, then doing a stupid video game show, then doing an award show. It's just the same thing over and over and over again.
We like different games then, because I like a challenge. I don't mind dying. I don't mind failing. Especially in video games, because that's what I enjoy. I enjoy overcoming why I died, right? I mean, whatever.
Failure is not an option.
I guess that experience is only really validated if the mechanics themselves that you're playing are satisfying.
It's jump and shoot.
It's jumping and shooting? Is there shooting in Mega Man?
Only as a form of defense.
Yes. No. The M Buster is on the offense. All that thing does is rip people up.
I'm a little disturbed by a grown man raving about the M Buster myself. Worry.
What else? I bought Uncharted 3. I haven't played it yet. It's kind of a game that I'll know.
You're going to hate
like
it.
Because I already played Uncharted 2. Huh?
It's not the kind of game you like to play. There is no consequence to dying.
It was so cheap.
Yeah, there's no challenge to Uncharted.
I know. It treats you like an idiot.
No M-Busters either, is my understanding.
The online's pretty good, though, you have to admit. Pretty good.
I enjoyed Uncharted.
I got a 25% off. Yeah.
That was some of the last online gaming that I did.
Hey, that one's on you.
Yeah, it is.
That's the theme of the show. That one's on you.
I don't know what to say. I want some new experience. Yeah, and maybe I'll read more.
The puzzles in Uncharted, I mean, is that a segue?
I don't know. In so much as anything on this show is a segue. We could do another M-Busters joke, but I don't think that's going to work out.
Okay, I'll be the one to say it.
Okay.
Brent, what's up with alternate history?
Every time I try to bring up books on this show, I get shot down. So I'm reading a new alternate history series. I'm waiting for the next book to come out. What? Soviet continue World War II.
Hold on, wait. Let's dig into this. Let's dig into this. What are you looking for, B. Smith? Because you're not going to find it.
What am I looking for? The world is
the way it is. These alternate history, I wish it was like this. It's never going to happen.
Well, I also read some nonfiction, too, Zapata. But I mainly read nonfiction from classical liberal libertarian economists, and the world's never going to be like that either. So,
well, or is it? You heard about Glenn Beck? No. Is it Glenn Beck that's starting the commune? Libertarian commune?
Well, I mean, that's already started in the state of New Hampshire. It's a free state project.
We should start building a wall now.
Around the state of New Hampshire?
Yes.
We don't like your kind?
Exactly.
I got you. Alternate history, I'm a trained historian. I have a degree in history. I like seeing other people prepare compelling minds, tying threads together, presenting them in a new way.
Is there any good alternate history movies? Because I'm not going to read an alternate history book.
Alternate history movies. I don't know them off the top of my head. There's got to be. There always is. I don't know.
Independence Day.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No.
Yep.
No. No.
What do you mean no? iRobot, that's another good one.
iRobot this is science fiction, not alternate history. And you ran right over my Welcome to Earth joke.
Alternate history?
So that's on you.
Battlefield Earth?
By the way, show title there. this is on you.
Sounds good to me.
No, it's big in novels. I'm staring at literally several shelves of it in the eye in my bedroom right now. So, other than that, I'm playing Minecraft on iOS. Does that count as gaming?
No.
Oh, yep.
No, that's not a game. It's not a game.
It's not a game.
It's not a game.
I dig holes. A lot of. So I'm digging tunnels.
Are you building anything?
No. I'm almost to the point of building a house on the one that I started on iPod. Or iPad, excuse me. But, just mainly digging down, trying to find minerals. My son's
And then the freak mode at night?
Yeah. My son's constant refrain in this game is, Daddy, can we go outside? And like the first 4 to 5 times he asks, I'm like, kid, we can't go outside. It's raining outside. We can't do this. He's like, no, I mean outside in the game. I was like, no, I'm digging. I'm still digging.
So what does he do?
He's digging holes.
He just watches you dig?
Yeah, he's just watching me dig and getting very bored by that. Very.
He's like, Dad, do something. Just do something.
I just switched to a pickaxe from a shovel. That's doing something. And he likes saying "ooh zombies" too. Whenever we see them, that's the extent of his enjoyment of.
Well, what about the animals? Do you go and murder animals and be like, "Oh yeah, we got to eat"?
Oh yeah. He's like, "What? Why are the cow? Are the cows bad, Daddy?" And I'm like, "No, we just need them for food."
We have to murder them.
Got to murder them for food.
The shovel beats them pretty good. Yeah.
We need it. We need them to save up health.
Good.
I don't, and you know, the exploding animals in there. Have you guys, Zapata, I never remember you talking about Minecraft. Did you ever play it?
Yes, on the Xbox, though.
Okay. Yeah. I gotta believe the versions that we have are fairly similar, because I think the Xbox version is GIMPed, too. So.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But, what about you, Canada?
I've never played Minecraft.
I think you would love it, Canada.
I like building stuff.
Yeah, it's neat. It has a kind of an enchanting quality about it, so. I don't know. I took a flyer because I needed a new iOS game. It was $8. There you go. Oh, I don't regret my $8 purchase. Which is, I think, about as much as I've spent for an app ever. I want to say. So. That's, am I doing anything else of, that you guys would find interesting? No. Not really. Sad to say. I'm really thinking about not going with a console the next generation. Thinking about going PC.
Oh,
you have
to go PC.
Yeah, yeah. I have some type of living.
We
room
talk
PC.
About that every week.
Yeah, I don't.
The topic will never get old.
Yeah. Oh, and Zapata, we alluded to it earlier before we started recording. The NFL picks contest, because we assume we have some listener crossover from the assorted shows. It's a $50, not $100 or $200, and I'm going to say Amazon gift card, because there's no effing way I'm buying you guys PSN cards.
Why not?
I am morally opposed to them.
What about Steam Bucks?
I'm not buying Steam Bucks either.
Points
you,
card?
You can use your Amazon money to do whatever you want.
Oh. Well, you know I got this, right?
Bought my wife 2 pairs of panties today.
Thanks for sharing.
I knew you guys would be interested.
I like how Brent's wife on the podcast is like just related to sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. That's her character. That's
the podcast.
That's the
alternate real life
history of Brent's wife. Anyway,
here's what I've written so far.
You've got this. Okay, Zapata, go ahead.
But this is what I've written so far for the show description. This is an alternate history of the show. What would happen if B-Smith was cool and not old? Listen on and find out what that world would be like.
But I am old. And I did a classic B-Smith move, confusing bald black guys earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Terrible. So Zapata, you got this. What do you got the championship games and the Super Bowl left.
Oh yeah,
and you got an over under on the Super Bowl as a tiebreaker.
Oh yeah, and I'm not gonna give McClain my picks because you know what he's gonna do. He's just gonna try to steal this from me. But I know if you weren't following, I was the best at picking games. Like when I started picking the games and you stopped picking which matchups, that's when I really tore it up.
Yeah, I think that's because I think McClain was right that you somehow game the system to try to get it as close to basically pick 'ems as possible.
I don't game anything. I'm just good, okay? And I'm already thinking about all the things I'm going to buy with my new $50 from Amazon.
Panties for your wife is a good place to start.
Depends on what the picture is. Depends on that, how much I can see.
That's how you judge lingerie purchases, by how much you can see of the model?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Probably a bad approach. Kind of gives me deja vu from the days when I used to buy video games based on cover art back when I was a youth. Also a bad approach.
Well, that's all we had, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Did buy a lot of games about power armor and mechs, though. I'll say that.
Oh, gosh.
Most of them bad. So, that's really all. That's all for me. I did have fond video game memories because my father went down with my mother to my aunt and uncle's house in Maryland. And Zapata, I don't know how far. Was your father into gaming at all? Is he into gaming at all?
No.
Really?
No, not at all.
Because my dad would.
Oh, that was an emphatic no.
Yeah, it really was. What about yours, Canada? Did your father do any video gaming?
My no.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, my almost upper 60s now father, we used to bring the Sega Genesis so he could play Joe Montana Sports Talk Football and the personal computer so that we could play F-15 Strike Eagle down to my aunt and uncle's house when we used to go down for Thanksgiving every year. This was 25 years ago.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I told my wife this story, and she was horrified by it. She said, I'm never letting you bring anything like that to any trips that we go to. You're supposed to visit with people. And then I recently spoke with my father, who just spent a long weekend down in Maryland with my aunt and uncle, who exposed him to about a two-hour slideshow of pictures from their latest trip to Europe. And I said to him, bet you really miss F-15 Strike Eagle now, don't you? And he said, sure do. So that was my fond video game memory when I used to take it seriously way back. So Zapata, what about you? What you been playing?
Well, actually, no. Back to me. Sorry.
Okay. Go.
I remember teaching my dad Worms. Yeah, Worms for the PlayStation 2. I had a mod of PlayStation 2. I had Worms on there. He kicked my ass at Worms. So there you go. That's probably the only memory of me playing a video game with my father.
My dad likes Joe Montana. And Joe Montana football, John Madden football.
And World War II.
Tiger Woods, World War II, flight simulators. He was all into that type of stuff. I was all into that type of stuff.
Baseball at all?
My father does not like baseball. Doesn't like baseball, doesn't like basketball. Mainly just football and golf.
Oh, doesn't like whatever. Baseball.
Yeah, no, does not like baseball.
It's un-American.
I think he finds it boring.
Focus with America.
Yeah, come on.
He finds it boring. Right. Just like I find it boring. All right, Zapata, what do you
into hockey?
Canada, hockey is soccer on ice, which is to say boring by nature.
That's my segue. Hockey's back, guys. Go watch it.
Oh, no. Is it really
great
back?
Great segue.
When does it actually start?
It's back. 100%. It starts on Saturday.
Hey, Zapata, I realize that we're
buy about to corn nuts.
Buy corn nuts now? Where do the indignity
buy corn end? Nuts.
Zapata, what have you been playing? Shut Canada up.
Well, I rediscovered the arcade. And you remember back in the day when you'd save up all your money and cash in your dollars, get a bunch of quarters, and just go to the mall or wherever and play arcade games. And there was a bazillion arcade games, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I've rediscovered that feeling, and it's called apps. These free-to-play games where you can spend money to do better. And the one that recently came out on the PSN was Jetpack Joyride. You can play completely for free, or you could spend a little bit of cash, upgrade your whatever, or get a couple bonuses and get farther.
Presumably your jetpack, I would hope.
What's that?
Presumably your jetpack, I would hope.
Well, I don't think the jetpack upgrades actually do anything.
That seems counterintuitive at best.
It does. But this game is so amazing. Like, when Firefighter nominated it for Game of the Year or said it was his Game of the Year, I was like, what do you think? Come on, it's a free-to-play game. But it is completely addictive. It is the arcade feel of that same feeling of, like, one more quarter, I can do it better, I can get a little farther. And I can play it for hours and hours. And each game is like, I don't know, 30 seconds, a minute maybe? 2 minutes? It's fantastic. And you need to download it right now. You can download it on the iPhone, Android, PSN, Vita, pretty much everything.
It's cross-platform.
How much is it? It's free.
$3.99.
I'm convinced.
Okay. You sold.
Okay. So, no, wait. Does it throw back to the arcade style?
It's a throwback to the arcade style of, like, you know, you just try to get as far as you can. Because it's a leaderboard-based games, and it's just how far can you get? How many meters can you go? And then at the end, if you've collected these special coins, you get, like, a slot machine to try to get a bonus or a power-up. Maybe more coins, maybe, like, a small blast to try to get you to go a little bit farther. It's just amazing.
Mm.
Do you like amazing, Canada? Do you like fantastic?
I like amazing. I also like luck of the draw.
Oh.
Depending on what kind of power-up you'll get.
Yeah, there you go. This game was made for you.
The man advocated corn nuts earlier. His credibility is shot.
I would go with combos over corn nuts.
Hockey, corn nuts, and beer. Brent, you don't know hockey, okay?
I've been to hockey games. They're terrible.
No, hockey games are amazing.
No. There has to be a topic here that you don't know. Brent, you don't know hockey. You don't know anything about hockey.
You got a center, two wings, two defensemen, a goalie.
Yeah, there's a center there.
You throw rats on the ice.
Offsides.
Octopus on the ice.
Yeah.
Zamboni fights.
Yep.
Octopus. Yeah, I forget the octopus.
50-50.
I watched that icing penalties. I watched that Wayne Gretzky movie there, the 30 for 31.
Yeah.
I'm down.
You know what, guys? USA won gold in the World Juniors.
Oh, really?
I'm proud.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have a really good hockey thing going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in goaltending.
Of course we do, because we're America. Recognize.
Yeah.
Represent.
As we slowly spiral down the tube of a sovereign debt crisis, thank God we got hockey. Without
Jetpack Joyride.
Let's not go back to Jetpack
Joyride. Hold
I'm
on, wait.
That under the cold nuts video game.
I've missed a lot of the stuff that's going on in chat. Wow, Beastmith Dad is a weirdo. No dad should be into gaming. Something about something in North America. Apps equals arcades? ?
that is very. It was tenuous at best. All right, Devon, you got anything else?
Yes.
Okay.
Also. Actually, happening right now, if you're listening to this and you love Gran Turismo 5 and you love online racing and you love being a part of this community.
You made a mistake.
You need to be in the T-Piss GP. Season 2 started tonight at around 8 o'clock, about an hour ago. And it's a bunch of community members that love racing. They put together like 4 or 5 races. They put a spec out. It's on the website. They do it once a month and just go race. Make sure you're ready though, okay? Because there are times that I played and there were certain community members that would want to race, but they wouldn't come prepared and they would have the car, but they wouldn't have the car. And then when they get the car, but because they haven't spent any time speccing it out, then when they're racing, all you hear them saying, oh, this car sucks. Oh, I hate this car. Why did you guys pick this car? Maybe you're just bad at Gran Turismo. Do you ever think about that?
This was all Pantera, wasn't it?
No. Pantera always comes prepared. Always.
Yeah.
Who came up with this idea?
This has been between Bourne, Patriot Arrow, and...
Yeah, the Williams brothers.
Yeah, the Williams brothers. And I know they have at least 5 or 6 core guys that race a lot. The Williams brothers, they're really good.
They're serious.
They are really good. Yeah, they are serious. And they do training on the races. So it's very unlikely that anyone's going to beat them because they're always going to have the best car. They're going to know the lines. And they're going to have played a lot on that track or those tracks. But it is fun because sometimes there's people that are terrible. And when you beat them, then you get to talk junk. Like I did when I beat Pantera once.
You think it helps at all if you play Grandmaster Flash and the Furious 5 white lines while you're racing?
Of course. How could it not?
One would assume. Yeah. All right, Zapata, you got anything else?
Hold on. Let me see. What else?
Three emails in the mailbag, one of which, I don't want to oversell it, but potentially the greatest Jizzy sign-off in history.
Okay, hold on. I think I might have a couple more games.
I only want to hear about one.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, so I got to decide. Do I want to talk about NBA 2K13?
You've already done that.
NBA League. Or do I want to talk about... I don't think I've played another game.
Talk briefly about 20K13.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, good. So send your questions, comments, feedback, corn nut recommendations to mailbag at theplaystationshow.com, and we will endeavor to read them. Our first email from Heinous Anus, responding to Contactor, what do mental patients and models have in common? They both seem to fall through the cracks. Hello, T-Piss crew. I'm sure this will get read in a timely manner. Just joking. And not joking like Abby Brooks or the New York Giants. You know, with the Manning brother whose mother must have had him close to a wall when she pushed him out. Just random invective thrown at the Manning brothers, apparently. E. Diddy, I can see your point on Journey. I felt somewhat the same way that one doesn't play Journey, they experience it.
Thank you.
Heinous.
Thank you.
Don't ever throw a Zapata-ism back at Zapata in another email, or so I'm not going to read it. I'm going to be honest. For me, I find it lacks some replay value due to the annoying... By the way, that's a D-O. It should have been D-U-E. Due to the annoying water rising stage. Great mailbag podcast. Keep up the great work. And Canada is a nice addition. ?
Whoa.
Until next email. Heinous.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that, he said that Canada's a nice, but it was a question. So does he mean it? Or is that a jab, backhanded compliment? I don't know. I'll take that.
All hinges on whether he likes corn nuts or not at this point, I'd say.
That was a jab.
Could have been a jab. All right, the next email from SpongeBobby's Contactor, kicking it old school. Hello, boys, and I do say boys because the girl is no longer a hit, air quotes. Well, to the meat of the email. Will there ever be a reunion show with all the greats, such as Hamsterfist, Pyrite? Pyrite, not really a great. Daylight Droid. Diddy's Broskies, oh, and of course, the two new dudes franchise in Canada. We basically had that during the Showy Show podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was almost eerie how easily Austin fell into not being enthusiastic about the show. Where's that like an old shoe, I'd say. Hope they are doing good. I've been a listener for 4.5 years now. It has been a great ride, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for the laughs you bring us. Thanks, SpongeBobbies. P.S. Sorry, Redfield, but your 5 minutes are up. Oh, come on. We like Redfield. She's playing Dead Space at a friend's house.
We do.
I'm sure. That's like the equivalent of I'm washing my hair, right?
I don't think so.
Oops. My bad.
Somebody's blown up. All right, last email from Mitch Molina, alias Jizzy. Sup, guys? No guns for me is subject. Ominous at the very start. Sup, guys? This week I tried to be a real Mexican and buy a gun. Turns out if you're mentally unstable, Big Five won't sell you a shotgun. I guess I'll have to have my friends buy it for me. We probably should not have read that on here. On to games I bought. PlayStation All-Stars, it's fun with friends and beer, and that's about it. Also got Two Worlds 2, why I have no effing clue, and I pre-ordered Ni No Kuni, or however the effing spell it. Guess I'm on an RPG kick. I'd tell you Two Worlds 2 was any good, but I'm drinking at a friend's house, and he is playing Kingdoms of Amalur again. It's an odd reference at the end. All right, sign off. GameStop worker. Ni No Kuni? ? That game looks dumb and not fun. Me. I can say the same thing for your tits, but somebody's got to play those too, right? GameStop worker. No. Jizzy. Oh, Jizzy. Oh. Fantastic. fantastic, my friends. All right. And that's all from the mailbag. Send your questions, comments, feedback to mailbag@theplaystationshow.com, and we will endeavor to read them. That's really all I got. Remember, every time we do this show, how often it occurs, you can join us at theplaystationshow.com/live.
No.
Be joined by
no,
great...
that's not true.
No?
You can join us at live.theplaystationshow.com.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we had changed it in that way. By the way, Zapata, you know, I looked at our website and I looked at all the affiliated websites. You want to know what we should have done?
What?
We should have sold the fact that all these guys should have stayed on our website all along. Because if everybody had stayed, we probably would have kind of a bigger audience at this point, I'd say. Am I wrong?
Probably. That's probably true. But, I mean, the technical side of what happened was significant. Okay? So there would have required some kind of effort.
Okay.
At the point where it's like, well, why aren't I just doing this myself?
Yeah, okay.
You know?
And speaking of effort, he's doing himself. You can find eDiddy999 in the chat. Ahurds is there. Unfortunate, Canada. And B-Smith 3258 is reading this right now. That's right, folks. I read off the three host names. We're the only one in the live chat.
No, I see more people in the live chat.
Who else?
John McClain.
Oh, he's there? I don't see him in my version.
C-Gamer48 was in there.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. I take it back.
Chanser?
Chanser doesn't count, Zapata. All right, so Zapata, give him something to play. We'll probably, 2 weeks from now actually is good. That's the bye week with the Super Bowl, so that would work out probably pretty well.
Ooh, Super Bowl hype show.
Yeah, hype show. Right, Zapata. give him something to play these next 2 weeks, Zapata.
All right, well, I'm going to give him something to do. First thing,
Okay. Go
to theplaystationshow.com. And at the top of the page, click on the events tab. Because on there, you're going to see the new relaunch community game nights for theplaystationshow.com.
Uh-huh.
A schedule of all of the games that we would be playing, what day, what time. Also things like, maybe I'll put on there when we record these. Like if we're going to decide a couple days in advance, I'll throw it on the schedule. Keepus GPs will be on there. Also, I don't know. Whatever else I want to put on there. Maybe I'll put my birthday on there. And a link to my wish list.
I would advise against it.
But
Zapata, if you want to put that in the schedule, that's January 26th. Saturday, January 26th.
Saturday, January
26th? Yes.
I'm not putting that on there.
Nah, I don't think you would. probably best if you don't. It's tentative.
But you saw the tweets. I mean, Mag is back. That was our first, the relaunch game for CGN, Mag. We played.
How many times has Mag been back for you, Zapata?
I think this is the fourth time.
Yeah, fourth or fifth.
Mag is back, is back, is back, is back. Yesterday, or a couple days ago, was Battlefield Bad Company, the original.
Uh-huh.
Which, that brought back memories, even though I didn't play that really all that much. Mm-hmm. This week, Bad Company 2. Next week, Warhammer, Space Marine. And then when February rolls around, it's going to be Resistance Killzone month. Hey. Going through all the Resistances and going through Killzone 2 and 3. So head over to your nearest GameStop.
I like to call it a waste of time.
Head to your nearest GameStop because these games are like $5 each.
Why would that be a waste of time, Brent? Everyone getting together and playing terrible games.
That sounds amazing.
It's the last part that bothers me.
Oh, wait, and that wasn't what I wanted to give him to play.
What do you want to give him to play?
Dungeon Hunter Alliance on the PSN. It's 99 cents on sale. Buy it now because it is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And by amazing, I mean really bad dungeon crawler, but I guarantee you, you will have fun.
Great. All right.
What's that?
Give him something to do.
Aside from the obvious, the Mega Man, and anything you can get from PS Plus, obviously you're all PS Plus subscribers. I don't need to tell you.
No, I'm not.
I'm gonna do an anti-Berman here. Don't read a book.
Oh, come on.
Don't read a book. Play a game, any game.
I'm gonna read several.
Play it till it hurts.
Nassim Taleb's Anti-Fragility. That's gonna be on the list.
Did you say play it till it hurts?
Play it till it hurts.
We missed out. That should have been a show model at some point.
Yeah.
So I'll say read several books to compensate for Canada's obviously disrespectful stance on books and endorsement of hockey and endorsement of corn nuts. So read several books of your choice. I can give you some recommendations. Tweet the real me or the fake me on Twitter, and we will give you recommendations. So that's all from the PlayStationShow.com podcast. I'm going to sign off because the wife is Randy, and I got things to do. So everybody have a good week or 2 weeks or potentially three, could be four. We'll see you later. Bye.
Night-night.
Love your night-nights, don't you, Zapata?
Good night.
Night-night.
Zapata, you gonna play something?
Hold on. Yeah, I got it. Night-night. Yeah. Wait. Night-night.
I'm out.
Night-night.
I'm not safe.
What is happening?
Zapata's being himself. Gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody must move. Vanilla is filled with the new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the ninja turtle face. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show what the turtles are saying. Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap. Go, 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 go. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go, 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 go! Lyrics, fill in the gap. Drop that bass and get the ninja rap. Just feel it, if you know what I mean. Give it up for the heroes in green. Just flowing, smooth with the power. Kicking it up hour after hour. Cause in this fight there's only one winner. You better aim quick, you can hit the center. In it to win it with a team of four. Ninja turtles that you got at the door. It's ninja, ninja! Ninja, go! Go, ninja, go!